I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On Friday, October 13th of this year, Buffalo Police Officer Craig Lehner was attending a training exercise with the Underwater Rescue and Recovery Team, of which he was a proud member. At approximately 12:45 p.m., Officer Lehner entered the Niagara River to begin a dive, which would go tragically wrong. After 5 days of many agencies tirelessly searching for him, Officer Lehner was found and brought home by his teammates. Friends, family, and colleagues of Craig's have gathered together and are throwing a fundraiser to support his other great passion within the police department, the canine unit. The event is scheduled for Thursday, November 16th from 4 to 9 p.m. here at Club Marcella, located at 439 Pearl Street. The proceeds of this event will go towards purchasing a new police canine to be named in Craig's honor. We ask that the community come out and support this great event to help keep Craig's legacy alive, because as we all know, Superman never dies. Proceeds, if for people they wish to make a donation and can't attend the event, can be made to the attention of the Canine Fund and sent to the Buffalo Police Federal Credit Union, located at 74 Franklin Street, Buffalo, New York, 14202. I'll take any questions that you may have about the event. That decision will be made with the family. Once the funds are raised to purchase the dog, we'll sit down with the family and see what their wishes are. Yeah, to name the dog in honor of Craig and his commitment to the canine team. Sure. The average police canine can range anywhere from $8,000 to $11,000, depending on which $8,000 to $11,000, depending on which breed you get, what breeders have a dog available. Well, through the fundraiser, there's going to be a 50-50 raffle. We have approximately at least 70 baskets have been generously donated so far by members of the community. There'll be a silent auction as well for some higher end items, and as well as all the food has been donated by various restaurants throughout Western New York for the event. Your ticket at the door includes free soft drinks, food, and one beverage.
Does that mean that Shield is out with students today? Can you give us an update on Shield's progress and if you've been placed or will be placed?
Yeah, so Shield is kind of making the tour, as we say. So he's visited a lot of local high schools. Again, the outpouring of community support has been unbelievable. There's numerous requests. A lot of schools and other institutions are taking it upon themselves to do fundraisers and dress down days and other things to raise money for Shield and the K-9 team. So Shield continues to kind of fulfill those roles right now within the department. Lieutenant Losey, as well as Officers Marshall and Kajawa, have really been taking their time and spending it with Shield, kind of rotating that responsibility. So as far as the process of finding a new handler, it's continuing. It's a union contractual thing, so they are working through some of those issues right now, kind of looking at the seniority list and trying to match up the right handler to the dog. Yes, he will be. Okay. It's just a matter of, again, matching his skill set up to the right handler and then beginning the retraining process. The dog has to go back to where he was originally trained, which was in Canada, the Niagara Regional Police, and sending the new handler through that training as well so that they can make that bond.
What's the timeline?
I would assume within the next 30 days that'll be done. It's just a matter of in-house, the way that policy works. There's transfers once a month, that type of thing. Yeah, same canine training that the new dog that would be purchased would attend, yes.
Are there other ways to raise money, or are there other, okay, let me backtrack. Is this a definite thing that you're getting a new canine officer, a new canine to join the team?
Correct.
And
Correct. This would offset the cost to the department to purchase the dog. So it allows the department to expedite the process of bringing another dog on board as well as another handler.
So you're essentially hiring two, you're hiring an officer, a canine officer, and bringing a canine dog.
Correct. True, from department funds. We've seen in the past the Hyde Foundation has actually purchased two dogs for the department. And, you know, there's been so many donations pouring in from so many different people. Donations for the underwater rescue and recovery team. Donations for the canine unit. Donations for the department. Donations for the family. The people that organize this have kind of wanted to focus on continuing Craig's legacy. There's a lot of things going on in the community, and they're all amazing things. I mean, again, I can't speak to how many. It's just overwhelming how the community has really come together for this. So this is just another extension of one of those things that they wanted to kind of narrow the focus to get a new dog named in honor of Craig to continue his legacy throughout the department. Great question. We have I believe right now we have four canine officers. Yes. This would be the fifth one. Great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.